This is your QCCR news update. I'm Rex Conrad. About 15 people braved some cool and wet conditions and traffic on Tuesday afternoon to get an idea of how safe it is for walkers around the new Liverpool Library location. Hike Nova Scotia held a walk audit in the area. Program manager Catherine Drosbeck said the organization has done about 15 of the audits around the province through its NS Walks program, but this was the first one for Liverpool.
Today was about responding to a request from the municipality who is interested in looking at how we can continue to encourage folks to use active transportation to get to and from the local library. But we've been doing walking audits now for the past 9 months or so all over the province in communities big and small, who again are all interested in improving the experience for pedestrians in getting around their communities. And then we've been going in and kind of helping them do the audit, which gives us some good data in terms of people's experience, but also it's a great way to engage community with government officials and other organizations to bring people together and say, this is what we love about our community, but this is how we like to make it better.
Morgan McDonald is the new physical activity coordinator for the region of Queens.
All of the evidence shows that walking is the most common form of activity. It's accessible to people. It has much lower barriers. And one of the barriers to walking for many people is safety. So having a walkability audit allows us to take a certain portion of the region, which is around our new library location in Liverpool, and looking at the accessibility and the barriers to active transportation around this location and tying it into the existing infrastructure of the town of Liverpool. So by trying to address some of the barriers to people walking and rolling, we're hoping that they'll feel comfortable and confident to make that part of their everyday life.
People walked about a 2-kilometer route from the library off White Point Road through some nearby residential streets and back. When they got back to the library, they were asked to rate the route on various factors, such as traffic, sidewalks, crosswalks, and safety. When Regional Council decided to move the library from downtown to the new location, residents were concerned about safety because the area has no sidewalks and limited lighting. Sylvia Hurley of Liverpool says she loves to walk, but it can sometimes be dangerous.
And I have a lot of concerns about areas of walking, crosswalks, how walkers are treated locally. Not stopping at crosswalks, not paying attention to us. I guess that's the main reason I came out. I wanted to express my concerns big time. I used to walk out on this street, but haven't walked here for a very long time. It's dangerous, very dangerous. It's narrow, but I'm fortunate because I can come up George Street from my house and be to the library, which suits me. I don't have to come out onto this road. So, yeah. But not everyone's is that fortunate.
Hurley said she thinks the walking audit is a great idea.
But if they're going to do an audit, honor what people say. Don't just, oh yeah, they complained about this, they complained about that.
After the walk was over, participants ranked the route out of a score of 120. Most were in the 40 to 50 range, with one as high as 92. Some of the participants said that even though there are no sidewalks on roads around the library, the shoulders are wide enough in some areas for walkers. But they added that the unevenness of the unpaved shoulders would make it difficult for people in wheelchairs to navigate. They also talked about the lack of clearly marked crosswalks on the route and suggested installing crosswalk flags at certain intersections. Hike Nova Scotia's Drosbeck said responses from the walk audit will be compiled in a report to the municipality.
I think we identified some, what we'll call low-hanging fruit today, that the community can do that will go a long way to make people feel safer when they're walking this particular route. So whether it's marking the crosswalks better, looking at speed limit signs, some benches and things that will make it look more like, okay, people want to walk here and walk safely. So I think there's some possibilities there.
The region's Morgan McDonald said this was only the first of a few community consultations about active transportation, including walking and cycling. More are planned this summer in Caledonia, Greenfield, and again in Liverpool. He said the results of this week's walk audit are important to highlight for regional staff and council the community's concerns about walking in the area.
So it was sort of looking at how all of these different systems interact and how we can make infrastructure and spaces that work for everybody and encourage healthy activity and safe activity in our community.
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.